Hello and welcome to the Record Swappers. My name is Gabriel.
And I'm Viking.
Welcome to the Record Swappers. What are or what is the Record Swappers?
Well, the Record Swappers is a podcast where we talk about records that we love. Each episode, we each take turns choosing a record and then we talk about it, look at the history behind it and what we think about it.
Yeah, we recommend each other and you just to listen to it. That's how we do. And we can go through, like you said, the facts and some fun facts and historical stuff in the music world. So yeah, that's what we do. But today, that is not what we're going to do, actually.
Yeah, this is kind of our zero episode.
Yeah, we are going from zero to hero, just like Hercules. So this is our first episode in the sense that we want you to get to know us as people and as podcast hosts, actually.
Yeah, and also talk about like why we want to do this podcast and kind of our background in music and
yeah, that kind of stuff. So we've gone through what we do. So like we said, I'm Gabriel, he's Viking, yeah. And we are two guys or people that want to try to make this podcast for some different reasons. Do you want to start off why you want to do this? Because we have some similar, but some of our own reasons, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of always wanted to do podcasting.
Mm.
But I never found anybody to do it with. Finally, I found you.
Yeah. It was not like
it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Oh. What did we say about the clap?
That was clapping knees.
Yeah. No? But yeah, we talked about podcasts and stuff. And I agree. I've been wanting to do a podcast for some time. I've had like 4 or 5 in the back of my mind that are some fun ones that we talked about that I've scrapped the idea of. And some that we've talked about maybe like, oh, we should have done this or we should do this soon. You never know. It may happen in the future. And God, I hope maybe it never does because that's so much work. But it is fun also. It's very fun.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to talk about music and just learn more about it. I've never been a good musician myself, but I always played a little music through the years. And I know a couple of musicians. And I've gotten so much respect for it. And I follow a lot of the YouTubers who've come up in the music world. So it's fun to see how the act of making it and listening to it is different and how it affects people.
Yeah.
And how it affects people from the social aspect, but also the emotional aspect. So it's very cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your history with music? Like I said, I maybe played a little, but what's your history with music in general? Like, what's the styles you like or what have you listened to? What have you tried to play anything? I don't know, like.
I always been more a listener than a player.
Yeah.
I've tried some instruments, but I never learned them.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest I've come is piano.
Yeah.
But that's not even close. So I've been listening to music pretty much all my life. I started out like with like the mainstream pop music of like the 90s. I grew up with MTV on the TV and got a lot of the music from there.
Yeah.
And
did you have what's the other music channel? I was gonna say VMAs, but that's not what, that's music video.
VHS.
Yeah, or no, not VHS. That's video cassette. It is.
Yeah.
Did you have that channel also, the one I'm talking about, or did you only have MTV?
I think I had it later.
Yeah.
But I had kind of this Swedish equivalent of MTV called Saturday.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was very good.
Yeah. Both of them, but I mostly watch MTV,
yeah,
to be honest. Like I said, first I was into a lot of pop music, like the classics of its times, like Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys and all that kind of.
NSYNC.
But then I fell upon a band that kind of introduced me into a rock genre called Foo Fighters.
Never heard of them, especially that drummer. I don't know who he is.
Well, he's a singer in that band, but okay.
Is he the singer? The drummer. Wasn't he the one that's in, like, all the bands? It's the drummer, right?
If you're thinking of Dave Grohl, he's the singer. And he was a drummer in Nirvana.
That's how it's fun. I've never heard of him. He's never been in any bands at all.
Yeah, and that was kind of my first musical love.
Mm.
And I listened to that band and I got to see them live as a young kid.
Cool.
In Stockholm. And and then I moved on to like related bands like Nirvana and Red Hot Chili Peppers and stuff like that. And that kind of where it grew from. And then when I got a little older, I got into a lot of classic rock, like Grateful Dead and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool, man.
And over the years, I've been like expanding to different genres, and I've been listening. I've gotten into hip hop, and now I've gotten into much electronic music.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm currently mostly exploring, is the electronic genre, very much.
Yeah, but it's fun to explore different stuff.
Because when I was a child, I kind of hated music without lyrics.
Yeah.
Because lyrics was very important to me.
Yeah.
And that's where I came to come into music. And I've always been about the lyrics. I have liked to written a lot myself. So it's, yeah.
Mm.
So,
yeah, but I think that's one of the things also that we talked about before making this podcast, that we have both a love of lyrics and words in general, about reading them in poems also, that we talk about a lot, and in music, how they are. So that's very nice that we have that. But I do also gravitate to a lot of the music, because I grew up with a lot of weird styles in music, because my mom and dad have different ethnicities and cultures. So I've listened to some English and Swedish, where we live, styles, but I've also listened to some Assyrian Turkish music, which is, I can't really understand the lyrics because I don't know the language as good as my father, but it's the music that really comes out. And so I've learned to focus on the music somewhat also over the years. My brother, he introduced me to I have three brothers. One of them introduced me to classical music. One of them introduced me to hip-hop, because he had a hip-hop group where he wrote lyrics and did some beats. And in our town where I'm from, we have a big rock scene, and there was a rock cafe that had the gigs, and I volunteered there and worked. So, and that introduced me to rock. So I've been introduced to several different styles, which I've liked a lot, and it brought me from small bands that nobody's ever heard of from like my town or similar towns in the vicinity, and big bands in Sweden and outside. And it's been very fun, musical. And now I feel like I've been standing still a lot till we've been deciding to do this podcast. I listen to some different styles to, like, oh, I want to maybe write down this album to take to you, or this artist, and or recommend that to you and you guys who are listening. And that's fun, because I've felt like standstill in the indie rock folk music a lot that we've talked about. That, like, if we look at my old Google Play, it's almost only like a person that's singing and the guitar, like, that's all it is. And it's quite boring if you think about it, that I've been standing still. And and I've been off Spotify a while because I was going to podcasts. So I'm trying to get into music again, and that's fun. Trying to listen to stuff. So yeah, that's some of my musical history. So yeah. Do we wanna go into anything else about ourselves, or do you want to go to the next segment?
I mean,
is there anything I missed?
Yeah, I kind of talked about it, but what have been some of the more influential bands in your upbringing?
It's very hard to say, because sometimes it's sometimes it's not been really like just one. It's been a little different. Or maybe it's just a song, but when I grew up, because of the vinyls, I grew up a lot with James Brown, Ray Charles, and the Platters, the Drifters, and a lot of them. And those were really influential at the beginning, because I never thought about the style of music they did, I just thought as it is music. So it was very interesting that when I got older, I talked to people and they didn't know a lot about, even if that's not like the hardcore, it's still some jazz or soul in those musics and those styles when they come from the covers. And I noticed that not a lot of other kids my age listened to that or had grown up with that. So that was very fun. I love the Blues Brothers movies, and those exposed me to a lot of blues and jazz, even though you could say they're maybe a little light on the spectrum. Still, they introduced me to it, mm-hmm. and it was very fun. So, yeah. I don't know how I actually got into it, but my favorite band today is Queen, that I love a lot. And I don't really know how, but I do remember the Highlander movies and then just probably Googling them and finding a CD at home. Mm-hmm. And their style has been very influential on me, like that you can mix different genres and styles for a lot of years and just try and try. And that's very cool. So those bands are a couple that I always liked. I like a lot of Swedish artists here, like Veronica Maggio, Linnea Henriksson. They've been Emil Jensen. I like a lot because they have a good style of like a little electronic, a little pop, but also a lot of like... more guitar and drums and just a good voice and good lyrics a lot, and I really like that style. A lot of YouTube musicians, like I talked about, that I've followed through the years, like Dodie Clark or Orla Gotland, are very good. So yeah, it's been fun, and it's fun also to see people around your age succeeding at something you've followed them and they've dreamt about a long time. So that's been very fun.
Nice. So one last thing I kind of wanted to talk about is like your musical habits today. Like,
yeah, well, I'm trying to listen to different stuff, and for this past year, I've gotten into vinyls a lot again because for Christmas, I bought my girlfriend a vinyl player, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna get into vinyl again. So I talked to my mom and dad, and I got all the singles that they have, and they've borrowed out a couple of the LPs, the records, to a producer friend of us who wants to sample some of them, which is kind of cool. But and he's gonna give them to me later, so I'm gonna get all the vinyls, and also, so I have all soon all the vinyls and all the singles from my youth, and I'm buying more, and that's very fun. So I'm getting into, in the sense, new music to me, but old music in the sense, but also some new artists that I follow release music on vinyls. So I've been trying to listening to that. And I think that's more fun than Spotify, because in the sense that in Spotify, I have to think about, oh, what genre would I listen want to listen to? Or what cool thing can I type into the search history to find a list, Spotify list or style? So, but when it comes to the vinyl section, if I don't know, maybe I just know an artist that I want. Like I talked about James Brown, but I have not listened to everyone. He maybe is known for soulful, but what if he had a rock album and I just accidentally buy it for cheap? That's really cool, and I find a new style or that I've never heard about. And sometimes I go to the bargain bin and find a lot of cheap stuff that I buy for and I listen to it. So sometimes I find some music that I would never listen to just because it's so cheap, and I see it everywhere. I'm like, if it's here, it must either be really good because they sold a lot, or they must be really bad and nobody wants them. And both of those reasons sound like very interesting for me to buy and listen to. So that's been a fun foray into music, but I'm not really stuck on anything or anyone really, except just trying to follow the ones that are new, who are releasing music on Instagram and Spotify, and listen to their new stuff and try to get into the world that I grew up with and some new stuff inside the world of vinyls. And it's very fun to dive into the world of vinyls also, because it's about collecting and thinking about what you really want. Even though it may be cheap, it's like, do you want to have this physical copy forever, so to speak? And it's a very nice choice. It's about, I used to do that all the time with books, and I miss that feeling of really picking out something you want to cherish for a long time. And that's a good feeling to have. What about you?
Yeah, but... yeah.
You explore more music than I do, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I use Spotify a lot, and the nice thing about Spotify is you can cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, very fast.
You can, like, go to a rock album, listen to that, and then you go to an electronic album and listen to that, and then you go on and on and on, all through all of this shit.
And we sometimes, and we should do this more, we send each other and show each other some that we do, but we're gonna do it a lot for the podcast, but we should do sometimes outside the podcast, just because there's some cool music.
Yeah, And also because we can't cover all music on this podcast.
Yeah. It would probably lead us to different artists that relate also, which would be cool. So yeah.
Yeah. And
we maybe do that in the future of the podcast sometimes, like before we go into the record, we can say, oh, well, we've been listening to this style of music. You should try it out.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed some couple, when I've been listening to some music-related podcasts, they talked about some cool styles that they want to dive into.
Yeah, but I'm also into vinyls and in collecting, especially like the last year, I've been collecting a lot of vinyl.
You've been like my vinyl guru for this, teaching me about the chakras and everything or something. It's been fun because there's a lot of questions I don't know, so I'm gonna get into YouTube and podcast about it. But you've been a good help, so that's good.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so yes, and we've been on some couple of trips to the local places, and we're gonna probably go on a lot of markets and stuff, I hope, in the future. So yeah, does that lead us to the next segment of the Get to Know Us?
Yeah, we thought a good way to like just
get to know each other, and you get to know us is?
It's just we chose 10 questions each to ask each other, and just for fun, and just to get talking about stuff. And
And just also that you can see that what our hobbies or interests are related to or outside music and this podcast.
Yeah.
Because something that's going to probably and hopefully come up is we're big nerds about, or I am at least, I wouldn't say it for you, I don't know, but I would hope to say that you're also a big nerd when it comes to a lot of pop culture or like TV and movies. And especially my favorite genre maybe is sci-fi and just fantasy in general. I like a lot in books and movies. Sometimes we're going to talk about that in probably coming episodes. And I hope that you're going to find that fun.
Yeah. So who want to start?
You want to do a live rock, paper, scissors?
That's good for our listeners.
Yes, as you can see in front of you, camera audience. So best of one.
Okay,
not too hard on that. So we do 1, 2, 3, and then, you know, shoot.
Okay.
So
yeah.
1, 2, 3, shoot. You win.
Yes.
I took papers, he took scissors, and I did the thing I said I should not do, which is quite too hard. I'm sorry, audience. Well, as you could see, the all camera audience here, I'm pointing to the camera, you could see he won, I did lose.
Yeah.
This is not rigged at all.
So, choose a number between 1 and 10.
Uh-huh. Are we not going to do it in a like normal order? Are you going to remember this? Okay, 5.
5.
Sweet spot.
Okay. Because this is a good start. It's kind of music related. So, what songs are included in your soundtrack of your life?
Soundtracks of my life. Okay, I don't know how many songs I can take, but I'm gonna pick up. I Feel Good by James Brown. I love that song to get up to or start cleaning. That was like a groove I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, and my mom reminds me this every time, and it will probably weigh with me all. Hit the Road Jack by Ray Charles. I used to dance to as a baby, and every time she's like, "Oh, do you want?" And if she ever hears it on the radio, if we're in a cafe, a bar, whatever, she's like, "We're going to dance now," and it's just so fun. A sad song, but with a good message in the sense that with. And the Queen song, The Show Must Go On. Even though whatever you're facing in your life, you must keep on pushing through it and overcome it as much as possible.
Mm.
And know that even though the end is near, you can accomplish a lot in your time. And I think that's a good message. I like that song a lot. Some classical just rock songs is like Dio's Holy Diver. I just love rocking out to that. Mm. AC/DC, like any AC/DC song, really.
Yeah,
you can just rock out too, which is really nice. So yeah, I have a little Spotify list which I call jamming, where I just jam to, and I have a couple of new artists. One is called Josh Levi, and he has some cool like trap style R&B style to him, and his songs are really nice to like just to jam out to. So yeah, but I don't know if I would include that too for the songs of my life. I mean, I like him a lot, but I don't know if we're there yet. he me. But the other ones are really...
It's a lot of commitment to add it to your soundtrack of your life. But yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to give a couple of suggestions yourself? I mean, I know we said my questions, your questions, but it's an interesting question, man.
Yeah.
Do you...
Oh,
I mean, yeah,
I'm not kind of prepared for this, but...
I'm not prepared. I just did it at the top of my head.
Oh. I would probably pick... some Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Yeah.
Probably like Power of Equality or something like that. It's I like that a lot, and I also listen to a lot of... oh yeah, I should one of awesome, which is a sad song, but it's also like one that stuck to me, is the Mountain Goats. Has Thou Considered the Tripods? Which is cool. An excellent song, and
cool, man.
And yeah,
that's a little sci-fi connotation to it with the tripods.
So yeah, that's what I can come up with on the fly.
No, that's good. What question would you like to 1 to 10?
Let's go with 2.
2. Okay. So I wrote here. Can you tell me 3? You don't have to exactly 3, but just to give you a sweet spot, 3 underrated video games that you like or you think people should play. Underrated video games.
Ooh.
So now you can't like say, oh, Super Mario is good and Zelda. You have to say like something you think is underrated. I should put on the Jeopardy card.
One of them I have to go with Bubsy.
I don't even know that one. And I don't know video games as much as you, but I know some.
It's mostly... there's sequels to it, but I would go with the original game, and it's for the Super Nintendo. It's a...
Is it the weird alien guy?
No, it's...
I think of the odd
guy. The character is like... I'm blanking. Lujur.
Yeah, it's like a certain tiger. I always forget what it's called in the
Yeah.
We're gonna Google what it is.
It's a cat animal.
It's a kitty cat. Lynx, it's called a lynx in English,
I kind of think it's supposed to be a lynx at least. You were running around in the world.
This is what I thought you meant, all the world. Yeah. Which is a good game too.
But I wouldn't classify it as underrated.
No, I wouldn't either. But
this game gets a lot of hate. But for me, it's kind of a childhood classic, and I love that game. And yeah, you can tell me how bad it is, but it's still a good game.
Yeah.
So
that's one. Do you have anything else? I have one.
Let's see. I'm just gonna drag something up from my mind.
And I just thought about this now. I don't understand how can I thought about this earlier.
You take one and maybe I think of it.
One of the most awesome games of all time that is underrated that nobody knows about, and we're at least hopefully you will do this, and that they set a new speed gaming record into, and that is Akimbo.
Yeah.
Akimbo is one of the most awesome and weird games that we ever found on, what was it, like a second-hand market?
Yeah, I found it at the second-hand for like...
it's really underrated.
10 kroners, like... barely $1. And it's a really weird kind of PC platforming game.
It's really cool. I mean, I hope we're gonna try, and I think you will do better than me, but... You're into speed gaming, and I have tried it once or twice. And it's really fun that we can sat down and played like a couple hours and talk strategies.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
There's not a single record, and don't you anybody try, man? Don't you anybody try? That's for us. Don't steal it. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm blanking now.
It's fine. If you come up with anything, that's fine. So I'm gonna cross it off. It's little check mark done.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked number 5. I want number 8, please.
8, please. This is a good one. So I'm just gonna say the question, and we're gonna go into minutia of it. But
even though you just use the word minutia means a lot right here.
So if you had multiple man's powers, what would you use them
for? So Multiple Man is the guy that can split up, right? In X-Men. right?
Yes, he's a mutant in the X-Men world.
Can he split up indefinitely, or is it a certain number?
Yes.
Because
so, sometimes they cap it. So the thing is, whenever he takes kind of physical damage, or like he can snap his fingers and copy himself, he creates a copy, a duplication of himself that has his own thought and thinking. And can go off and live its own life, but there's only there's the real one.
Yeah. Does
still...
he control the clones like in Naruto? That he can you have to do. They have their own mind.
Yeah, they have their own mind, but he has a telepathic link to.
And he can take them out of existence forever, so they technically have to answer to him.
He can absorb them again, and when he absorbs them, he gains all the thoughts and experiences of what that clone has experienced.
Yeah, so kind of Naruto-esque, or Naruto stole it from me. I mean, there's a lot of dark paths. Like, I could go out into the world and do like a. What's it called, the League of Shadows type of thing, and take over the world and dethrone governments. That's a fun thing to think about. I don't know if I have the capacity for that or want to do that, but if I feel like the only thing is to save the world, you have to destroy it than to rebuild, you know, because it's going really good right now, and I'm not saying I would be the best dictator, but maybe it would be going better. So that's one thing. Otherwise, just a simple thing is I've always wanted to travel. And then if I can multiply myself, I can travel to every place and have a lot of experiences and gain those experiences and just have a lot more life. And that could make me like a freaking like Dalai Lama-esque person. Like, I've lived many lives, but in one life. And I hopefully can teach that out to people and go not world domination, but world information giving and experience giving and wisdom, and go all around and just... talk about how we can change the world and how we can do it in a better way in that sense. And I gain a lot of experience for the way. Semi-dark is also just like either take a lot of jobs, which is not dark, and gain a lot of money and try to build up my own life, or go dark and steal stuff. And you know, like, if that one gets caught, I mean, it's not really me. They can't trace it back, kind of. It's bad, I know. But those are, well, three ways to go. I mean, world domination always sounds fun, but it's so much work, man.
Yeah.
It's just, I just want to sit on the couch, take it easy, let the clones come back, give me all the memories. But then the question is, was it really me who was living the life? Or was it just a like implanted memory-wise thing because I got it from a clone? Was the clone really me reliving it because the clone is me? Or am I me in the couch chilling, waiting for my clone to come back from Cabo? Extensio shit right here, man.
Yeah.
We love, and that's the thing I love with superpowers, is everybody thinks about the benefits.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I could send my clones out to take money, take world domination, gain experience. But nobody thinks about, it's the clone that's living it. It's the clone that's doing it. It's not technically you. Even if you do, even if it is 100% copy of you, you are you. And that is technically you, but it's not you. And also that defies like a lot of existential and personal stuff, which is kind of fun. So yeah, always think about this when you talk about superheroes and superpowers. Think of not only the benefits, but the interesting part of the side effects or stuff inside.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was question 8.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's for you to turn to my questions.
So I would choose number 9.
Okay. What TV or movie character would you like to switch roles with? So you would become, not you would not become the character, but you would be you, but you would have that character's place in the TV show or movies. And then I don't know if the TV or movie would, you know, because it's a script, would be doing what it's doing and you're just filling in the roles and you say your own script, you know, your own lines. Or if you can then, you know, like play off. But I just said switch roles. So you can take it as like you're just in the role. Like now you're Han Solo and everything. Even if you would say something out of script, the script would go how it's going.
Would I gain the abilities?
You would be you.
Okay.
You would still be you, man. You have the all. You are you. That's why I'm saying switch roles, not gain.
Oh my god. that was a hard one.
Uh, you don't want to be you. I could be Frodo. You could be Sam. By the way, I mean they have such a wonderful long journey of.
Oh, we're including movies in this.
Yeah, TV shows and movies.
Okay, sorry. I was.
No, it's fine.
I heard TV shows.
No, no, TV shows and movies. I mean, if I would take TV shows, I would say Stargate. I would be Daniel. Hands down, I love Daniel. And I just want him to have a vacation. Like, can I take his life and hopefully not stop the end of the world happening?
This is kind of a weird one, but my answer would probably be Groundhog Day.
Oh, you want to take Bill Murray's spot.
Yes,
exactly. But the thing is, would you want to break the loop or do you want to live in the loop? Because
I kind of want to go through what he's going through the movie. I kind of want to live the loop a long, long, long time
and then break it out. Yeah. So you can live. It's almost like the multiple man thing. You can have so many experiences and you can be a more seasoned person. Exactly. So I guess that's cool. I don't know. I would want to take a hero's journey, I think. But I would probably is if it sticks to the script.
Yeah.
But with your abilities, I don't know how that's gonna work. If I would say Gladiator, I can't fight like him, but I'm gonna win anyway. So that would be weird and fun.
Yeah.
But even though that's a sad movie.
Yeah.
But if I have my own abilities and that rewrites the script and the movie, the hero's journey is gonna be hard, man. But would be fun. So that's what I would probably take. So I picked question 5 and 8, right? So yes. Something that's not a 5 and 8. Mm. I want question number 3. Free, fresh. Three.
Oh. These are... these are kind of similar... a similar question. But it's kind of broader. Because it's... What fictional universe would you like to live in?
Oh my god.
I already know this.
I sometimes joke about Planet of the Apes because that's my favorite franchise. But even when we live in harmony, it's not always the best. I would actually want to go to Narnia because Narnia, the books and the movies from the British TV show or miniseries and the movies later, I grew up with and... I love Narnia. It's one of the first books I ever read, and it's a certain Lord of the Rings that we talked about. I mean, it's almost like it would be better. I'm just joking. That's the whole discussion for another time. The whole stuff between that. But I would pick Narnia because even though it's not always a clear-cut paradise, I mean, it just seems like a fun world with a mix of magic and history, and even though you're not maybe the main character, you can live a happy life in Narnia. So it looks cool. And also there's a big kitty cat that if you're nice to, you can maybe pet, and his name is Liam Neeson. I mean, Aslan. I did it wrong. But yeah, I would pick. We technically have the same question maybe, but it's fine. It's a fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, pick a question. Any question?
Number one.
What are some favorite movies or TV shows? Like, maybe not top three, but three favorites.
One is Twin Peaks, for sure.
Yeah, good TV show.
It's a great TV show. Other would be Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah.
It's probably my...
Captain Janeway.
Yeah.
Fire the missiles.
And probably it's mostly nostalgia, but it's still my favorite Star Trek. I mean, your first Star Trek is always your favorite Star Trek.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. Yeah. Well, though I've looked through them objectively, all of them, and I'm on the original series right now, but I do have some nostalgia, but I do also say that for me, Next Generation or Deep Space Nine, which I did not grow up with, are the best.
Mm.
So those are fighting for my number one and two spots a lot. But some movies, maybe? Any movies that you are favorite?
Well, I can go with Spirited Away.
Oh, yeah. Anyhow, you might mean Spirited Away.
Yeah.
For me, it's Howl's Moving Castle. That's my probably.
Yeah.
And I love Spirited Away, but Howl's Moving Castle digs a little deeper with me, actually, I think.
Yeah, it's very
and
nice.
For me, it's very brave also that in Japanese anime, they don't always have... they have a certain other way of depicting love. But they really like to have a kiss scene in Howl's Moving Castle and how that works. And
yeah.
It's very nice, I think.
Also...
Jeopardy theme time.
Well, yeah, well, we can go like one of my favorite movies is Lady Snowblood.
Right,
I would rather it's like Kill Bill but better, because Kill Bill is stole, because Kill Bill stole everything from Lady Snowblood.
I don't like Kill Bill, so if Kill Bill is just a ripoff and that means that it is bad because it's a ripoff, then I hope I would like the original. But I do not like Kill Bill, and I've gotten a lot of frack for that, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
I would pray.
I like Kill Bill, but I don't like Kill Bill. I have a conflicted thoughts with Kill Bill.
If I had to pick some TV shows, I would pick Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I can watch that. I watch it when I'm sick, and I cry, I laugh, and I have a happy time, and I feel better after a while. Stargate, that I mentioned, I like a lot. Star Trek, I like a lot. But the a weird one is A-Team. I love A-Team so much. And I don't... It's such a weird show in today's time. But I do like A-Team. Movies, The Princess Bride. You can always watch. Anytime. It has all the stuff you want. Romance, sadness, anger, revenge. It's a good romance date flick movie, kind of. If you want to be sad, Freak the Mighty is one of my favorite movies. You just cry a lot. And I just cry when they show the Miramax logo, man. I was like, oh, it's such a wonderful logo. I mean, it's so good. So if you want to have a good cry, watch that movie. So yeah, I'm putting on a check mark, which means we've done that one. So number 5, number 8, and number what did I take? Number... I hope you're checking them off now.
No, but 5, 8, and...
3, I think.
2.
It was the place where you want to go. Where everybody knows your name.
Okay. Oops.
You should do this, what I do.
I just realized I duplicated a question.
It's fine. But you should...
But yeah, so it's just...
Number... I thought it was... I'll take number 1 just to make it easy. And then you should cross the ones off. It's called organizing.
So if you could listen to one record the rest of your life, what would it be?
One record.
Yeah. The rest of your life.
The rest of my life.
No other records. You can't listen to any other records.
Is it... This one. Because we have vinyls, when you have a gatefold, like you have a 4 record set, is that one? Is that count as one record, or do you mean just one
record? Well, there can be several
LPs.
Like, yeah, LPs. But,
yeah, vinyls in it. Yeah. Vinyls. So because that helps, because that gives me more. God, this is a hard one. I like Queen a lot, so I could go with the Queen stuff, and they have a lot of different styles. I mean, I could go with the BBC one, I guess, where they play live on radio, and I have that one, where I have 4 different CDs, and they play some of the early songs, but all which is kind of nice. I could go with that. I could go with any of the foreshadowing now, Fleet Foxes albums, I like a lot. They work a lot, but I can't really say one 100%, but maybe I could take like a Queen one, like the BBC one. A Night at the Opera could work too, so yeah. Or one of Fleet Foxes could work too. Are you crossing them off now?
No.
Are you taking them down? Why don't you just... Check mark, man. Be organized. I'm the organized person in this podcasting relationship.
Of course.
So yeah, pick a question, please.
Let's see. 10.
Why did you have to do this, man? This was gonna be the last one, but
okay. Okay, but
no.
I can save it.
Okay, it's fine. If you wanna do it, we can do it. But this is gonna be a hard one because it's more fun to do. But we can do it now. You ready?
Okay.
What is the best time travel movie according to you? And I mean this in a two-way. That's why it's hard. And there's a second part here to this question. What's the best time travel movie as, like, you think is best? Like, the just best movie. But then what is also the best time travel movie? Like, what represents time travel the best? So it's a two-parter. So, like, what is the best time travel movie? And what is the best representation time travel? You can take a TV show if you want.
The best representation of
Time travel. And the best just in general. So it's a two-parter.
Yeah, but the best representation of time travel is probably the movie Primer.
Yeah.
Because it's the most, like, scientific and most...
And it's an indie flick. That shows you that they tried, man. They did a good job. Quantum Leap is a good representation when it comes to TV, I think. Not the best, but a good one.
But I can choose TV or movies.
Okay.
Because my favorite is probably all Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Even if they kind of go... They don't only go through time, they go through...
Time and space.
Up, down, and left and right.
They're, on the spectrum. It's like a Wonka waiter from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, exactly.
They go in the way they want.
Yeah. But I probably would go with that.
Good. Let's check. I crossed it off.
Good for you.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be a hard one because we like time travel so much. And it's like so scientific and we get into it a lot. Yeah. We had like 2 hours conversations about time travel. So
we like the mini shows.
So you wouldn't say that the best time travel movie is Planet of the Apes 2001 with Tim Burton and Marky Mark?
It's a good one to discuss.
I mean, when it comes to the time travel, it gets fun. I want... You're still not doing it, but I will have number 4, please.
Yes.
I want number 4 on the menu.
You have been given the opportunity to create a half-hour TV show of your own design. What is it called and what is the premise?
Okay, so it's a half-hour TV show.
Yeah.
It can... But it's the premise and what is it called. Yeah. I mean, I could go with something basic. What are they always called now again? Like... I forgot. I had it in my mind. A lot of TV shows that are half hour is like comedy. Why is it gone? Comedy extravaganza or something like half hour comedy extravaganza with Gabriel, but like that kind we could do. So it could if we want to do
like a sketch show.
Exactly. I would probably want to go sitcom or sketch. I love those a lot. And even though I'm not saying it is easy. I mean, for me, I think it would be easier to write a sketch show or a sitcom. So the premise would probably be... But, I mean, one that would be very fun, if I had a half-hour show, we could do the life of podcasting and then you or me are roommates and it's a sitcom where we have to be roommates and make a podcast together. Basically, and we get into sitcom-y stuff, and it's very, like, just like a dude bro buddy cop movie, where we get into shenanigans, like a little Brooklyn Nine-Nine with the two cops style, Flynn and Boyle,
I was thinking of, what's it called, the bad show.
The bad show?
The bad comedy sit show that everybody likes.
Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, it's gone. Band. We could be a little like Key and Peele, Keegan Michael Key and Jordan Peele, who's oh my god, he's amazing. We could be, and those are little sketches, but we could be like that sense in. So that would be fun. So that's what I would do. So yeah, now it's your turn. This is your fault for not going in order or crossing off. So you don't have to remember yourself what you have not picked. I love the Jeopardy theme song for some reason today. Just a good time count.
Have I chosen one?
Number 1, yes. Number 2, yes.
And number 3.
See, now we're going in order, huh? What artist would you want to see alive or dead? Or band? But what music artist would you like to see alive or dead? And I mean, like, today, it's like you can go back in time to the No time travel to the. Or else I know you could say, like, oh, Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock is one. Like, if you could go back in time, that would be freaking amazing. But I mean, if you just could resurrect them, or like say, oh, Bob Dylan played for today, or like Jimi Hendrix played for today, and they decide the set list, you do them, you know, they decide. You don't decide, they're their own person. You're not getting all the. You can, like, request songs, of course, that's always okay, but that's all you get, an artist. They don't have to be nice to you either, you know that, right? They could be total douchebags. So if you even resurrect Jimmy, he could be like the most awesome guitarist of all time, but the douche to you. Or maybe want to do drugs with you, who knows?
Yeah. I would do drugs with
him. I mean, I'm not the drug person, but with Jimi Hendrix, I mean, he could persuade me, man.
This is a hard one. There's a lot of choices.
I already know my answer. I mean, it's my go-to.
I can guess your answer also.
It's a good answer. It is.
Yeah, it is. Going in Swedish.
Swenglish,
because I'm getting flustered. I think I would go for Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, that would be good. White Rabbit would be awesome.
Yeah.
And a couple of others I can't remember right now. I used to listen to them a lot. Yeah. My answer is always the basic one, with Queen with Freddie Mercury. If I could see them today with Adam Lambert, I would not be sad, but could see them with Freddie, that would be awesome, because he died a couple of years before I was born. That was number three. I have questions that I want from you, and you should remember which ones I have taken.
Yeah.
Right, because you've crossed them off like a good organized boy.
No, I can read them, so I know which one we have talked.
Okay. Have I taken 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
And 5 I did take. I want number 6, please.
Yes, and this is going to be a fun one, because this is kind of a thing. Which day do you think is the start of the week? Is it Sunday or Monday?
Oh my god. So what is the start of the week for me, or in general?
No, well, what do you see as the start of the day? Because there's different theories about this, and like,
I mean, if you think about it, like, as the most people do, with like, Sunday is the resting day, but then for Jewish people, it's Saturday is the resting day, then they have Sunday, and then you can think Sunday is the day you start planning for, or just fixing everything for the coming week, which is technically then starting the next week, in a sense. And there's a different calendar, so you can see it as that way. Mm-hmm. Or you can see it as other people do. Sunday is the resting day, so that's the last day, because you rest, and then Monday is the first day where everything starts again, you have work. For myself, in my life now, I have no routines. A lot of the time I have different days off, so every day is a start or end. I'm not joking, like, when I have time off, that's my Saturday and Sunday. That's my weekend sometimes. So that could be like a Tuesday and a Wednesday. So it's harder for me to answer this question now. But when I used to work as a post, or we would call it a newspaper boy, it was Sunday was my start of day, because I was fixing everything to Monday. And I also went up so early on Monday, which I call Monday morning, not Monday night, which is a big discussion we could have too, because it was 2 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the morning. So I always had Sunday as my beginning of the weekday for me, because I started everything. But today I could not really say what I would probably go with Monday as just a basic answer today. I'm sorry, that was a long, winding answer. But that's how it is. Life changes, man.
I mean, I remember, like, in high school, I had a crusade for making Sunday the new Monday.
Petitions.
There's some logic to it.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of don't remember my thinking back then, but it was fun.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to pick this question.
This one. Now it is your turn.
Yes. So 7 I think I haven't taken.
the question from the answering site or question site was, what could you give a 40-minute presentation on with absolutely no preparation?
Mm.
So basically, what could you talk about as a like presentation wise, but without talking, I mean, having preparation? I mean, I know a couple of stuff we could probably talk about because we've done it ourselves. So, and you just think about it being a presentation.
Yeah, I mean, there's some bands I could probably talk about.
Yeah.
But also, I probably would, from the top of my head, I probably would make a good representation of video game history.
Yeah.
That probably would be one of my go-tos.
Mm. Time travel, Star Trek could work for both of us, I think. Even though, I mean, it depends, because but we could get into it, but I don't know how long we but we could.
Alone, I don't think I can do time travel or something like that. But if I had like a person to discuss it with,
that, like probably. A co-host, presentationer, like me.
Yeah, like
but you. I think time travel could work, and we could do like a. Abed and Troy in the morning, kind of. Just improvise it. So yeah. Oh my god, that's this has to be a future reference that we're gonna come back to. Troy and Abed in the morning. Oh, I love that show, man. So yeah. So yeah, that was a question, and I'm gonna cross it off now because I'm an organized boy.
It's bickering, man. It's yeah, bickering,
this is.
Will kill me.
This is what you get on this podcast, that's all I'm telling you. So yeah, I want question number 4, because I probably have not taken that, I hope, and think.
Yeah, you've taken that. So you have, like, you have 7, and 9, and 10.
Okay, we'll go from 10.
Yes.
I want 10.
Who would play you in a movie of your life? About your life?
God, what's his name? I have to Google.
Yes, to Google it. That's the name of the
No, I know I can't spell. I can't spell, okay?
Okay.
Don't. Nicholas Holt, I think. Does he look like me anymore? No. When I was smaller, I always got that I looked like Nicholas Holt in the movie About a Boy. When I've grown up in my life, I've heard that I'm similar to a man that says, "Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend." Who is that singer? Do you know?
Oh.
Goodbye, my lover.
Yeah, I know it, but I'm blanking on
James Blunt.
James Blunt.
Even though I've had long hair, short hair, I have no beard or a beard. Everybody always says I look like James Blunt. He's a little thinner and cheeks and stuff, but he could be an okay choice for me if everybody thinks he's so similar, and he's never acted in anything. So I could take him. I mean, even though we're not the same age, Jack Black, I would not mind, just because of the quirkiness and like, and stuff, and the weirdness of the how he brings to the role.
He could do the acting very well.
Yeah, and stuff. So I would like, I wouldn't mind the Jack Black. The movie would be about a random guy. That's the song, man.
Yeah.
About the boy.
Exactly, it's called About the Boy.
Yeah, I'm a boy.
About a boy too.
About a boy too. The boy strikes back.
Okay.
Revenge of the boy.
Oh my god. Oh.
What is it now? The Wrath of the Boy instead of Wrath of Khan.
Mm. It's your turn.
I'm sorry. No, you're asking me. Which one? I asked you. You asked me.
But
this is how questions.
And you put down your phone. That's why.
Tell me what you want.
You
have not taken number 4, 5, 6, 8. That's what I have for you.
Let's go for 8.
What song or artist do you like, but rarely admit to saying that you like? Like, what's like? It's like a guilty pleasure kind of thing. I already know one that I could say. At the top of my head. And I think I've gotten you to like said artist, but I'll give you the spotlight.
I know one, and I mean, I hate the man from the bottom of my heart. I hate him. but it's Steven Seagal.
Okay.
and he'd done some blues music, and it's kind of good, in a bad way, but it's good. But yeah, he's a despicable human being.
Okay, I have one for you that every time we need some, we need to get psyched, or we need to have a laugh, or I just want to torture you. I set down a certain song, which is called Moo by Doja Cat. And I think we both have to admit that it's, I don't know if it's a good song or a bad song, but we have to admit that we like it. It's a guilty pleasure song.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, every time we put on that Moo, we start humming through that freaking chorus every time. So, I don't mind admitting that I like it, but it's a weird song to like have a guilty pleasure song. Like, let's just put on this, and I put it on for a group of people. And they're like, "What the F is happening?" We're like jamming out, and we know, okay, we like it. Nobody else likes it. So that's a song I would probably pick, to be honest.
Definitely.
So yeah, check out Doja Cat Moo with two O's. She has big personality. She has some admirable qualities, you could say. And I'm just making a joke now, guys. She seems kind of cool, actually. And it's a smart song if you go some layers deep, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what song? What question was that? It was a... Blah, 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 blah.
9 or 7, then.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. I want number 7.
7?
Yeah, yeah, you know, like, what's the movie? Sleven or something?
The lucky number
Sleven, yeah. With Brad Pitt, right?
No, Bruce Willis is in it, right?
Let's Google again. So now you're noticing that our podcast is about Googling stuff.
But that's all podcasts these days, I mean.
It's Josh Hartnett and Bruce Willis and Lucy Liu and Morgan Freeman and Ben Kingsley. I mean, how could the movie not be good?
It is not.
It is good. So the question.
Yeah, the question is, congratulations, you have just become a member of Spice Girls. What is your Spice name?
Nerdy boy. Nerdy girl.
No, it has to be Spice something.
But no, it's Sporty. Oh yeah, it's Sporty Spice. Okay. Wait. Can we name them without going? So anyway, Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice. Baby Spice.
What's it?
Sporty Spice.
No, we said Sporty. What's it called? Posh Spice.
Posh Spice. Yeah.
So Sporty Posh Baby. God dang it. We should know this, man. Sporty Posh Baby. Somebody's fashionable, like fashion babe, fashion spice, or something.
Yes, Google it.
Oh my god, we got 3 out of 5. So what's that? That's like 80%.
Yeah. Just search for the name. So I think that's
your is a name.
Or you have to go through the whole Wikipedia.
Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice is it.
So wait, so there's Sporty, Baby, Ginger, and Posh. So, and then Scary Spice, Spice, yeah. Which is Mel B, of course. Yeah. So I would be a Nerdy Spice, or Small, Annoying Guy Spice. You would be...
Slacker Spice.
You would be Old Spice.
True.
Because you're older than me, at least. And someone joked. But, probably... What do you call a person that does this with the glasses and has to correct everybody? Nitpicking Spice. Nitpicker Spice. That's who I would be.
Okay,
fine. Nitpick Spice.
Let's go for it.
That's such a weird one.
Coming to you next Spice Girl store.
Sporty Spice, Baby Spice, and Nitpick Spice. If I wanna be my lover, you had to get with my friends. Making love is easy, but friendship never ends. Oh, we're having
fun. Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Oh my god, we have to do a Spice Girls one. So yeah, you ask me. Well, when I ask you, you get it. Good. You have to say which number you want.
Oh.
You have 4, 5, and 6 left.
Let's go for 5 then.
What is a talent or skill that you have that you are proud or like? This is a double question. But first, I want to like, what's a talent or skill that you have and you're actually like, Ah, or you don't have to be proud of it. It's like, I can juggle five chainsaws with my feet for some reason, and I'm not proud of it. And the follow-up question is, what is one talent or skill you'd want to have? And talent and skill, I would not say, like, we would sometimes say, oh, I want to be able to play music. But sometimes I wouldn't always call that, you don't have to call that a talent or a skill. You can just call that the God-given gift.
True.
But you can say music, but if you have something else that's a little more, you know. Because we say, I think a lot of people would say, like, oh, learn to play the piano, you know, stuff like that. If you have something, another talent or skill.
So yeah, a talent I have.
Yeah, or want. But because it's good to also talk about, we should not always talk about stuff we want in life. We should be proud of what we have and flaunt that. That's why I'm asking you that question. I want to send a good message to people. And it can be a small or big talent.
I mean, I don't know if it's called a talent.
Or a skill.
Per se.
Yeah.
Per se. But in my line of work, it's a good skill to have, at least. Yeah. And that's stay calm.
Yeah.
To stay calm. And
under pressure, yeah.
Yeah,
but I'll call that a skill.
Yeah?
What skill would you want,
then? I mean, I have to. I mean,
you can't say music if you want to help out.
It's probably music.
Could not pick music.
I probably would.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
I would probably want to be like a high-skilled Super Mario speedrunner. That's probably.
Yeah, I'll take it. A couple that I know I would like to have before I go into the ones I have, I would, if I wouldn't pick music, I would like to learn how, I would want to have the skill of parkouring, or, you know, just running around and jumping around and doing cool flips. I took a couple of courses and it was fun because I was not the most well-trained person there physically or when it comes to, like, I have quite good breath control, that's one good thing, but when I did the course, I was a little big boned, or what you want to say to that, because, but I did as well as anybody else. I was almost, I mean, the only thing I did not do, because my legs were like spaghetti, was the run up a wall and do a flip thing. But after that, we went out on the town and did some parkour. It was fun. So that's a skill I wish I could have.
Mm-hmm.
I am a good, I hope, and I wish to be a better one, but I hope I can be a good speaker in communications. But I took a couple of rhetoric classes and I hope to try and become a better speaker on a stage, maybe some spoken word in the future. But I hope I have the skill for it, even though I may have to polish it. But I feel like I have the skill for it. One skill I always say when it comes to like low-key skills, I'm a good dishwasher. If you want to, but this is the thing with me, I don't want to wash, I don't mind doing the dishes if there's a lot, but I like doing the dishes when there's just like semi-much, because it's a calming factor, you know, the circles. It's like wash on, wash off. Like kind of like wash on, dry off kind of karate kid. So that's
I can agree with you. Like when you start washing dishes and you put on like the right kind of music,
yeah.
And you
I feel get good.
Yeah, you kind of get into a groove. And
yeah. So that's a skill I would say I have. One skill I always say, like, what's one like everyday skill you have? I'm a good bike rider without having my hands on the steering wheel. I can take some sharp-ass turns on that bike, which I should not do, but I'm quite good at doing.
Well, I was that until I had a really horrible accident as a kid.
Sorry, I'm laughing at your pain. I'm sorry.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I actually had an accident where, it was also wet outside, but I fell and hit my head against my glasses, against the ground, as called as the pavement. And I have a cut here, but I still do it, because I don't mind fear. Fear cannot stop me. Because
he's a douche.
No, I'm a Green Lantern. I do not mind fear. I have the willpower to succeed. In darkest day, in blackest light. No evil shall escape my sight.
I kind of...
Beware my light. Green Lantern's my... I'm sorry.
Kind of when I've been growing up, I kind of gradually seen that kind of act as very douchey, because it's kind of like you're endangering yourself and you're endangering everyone around you.
Look here, like the next Richard Attenborough planet Earth. Look here, an endangered species, a douchey person bike riding without hands.
Yeah. Like...
So yeah, then it is me who is getting a question from you. That is actually how this game works.
Yes. So now you have
one left.
Yeah. Now you have the ability to time travel. So, where do you go and when?
Technically, I should say nowhere. Because every time travel will fuck up everything, probably. But I always said jokingly, and honestly, there's a lot of stuff you maybe regret in life. There's maybe a lot of stuff you want to change. For me, I think that every mistake, or not mistake, but like stuff that happens to you, good and bad, is who forms you as a person. But except for maybe one or two bad things I've done in my life that has hurt one other person or myself, that I would certainly change, because there's come nothing good out of it, and that's personal. But that I would change, absolutely, and that would not affect the space-time continuum as I know, I hope. But it could also depend on who I met later in life and not see me where I am today with my lovely relationship. So that's a tough road. But I went to a certain comedian a couple of years ago called Pablo Francisco. Mm. He's famous for one of his bits is their Tortilla Boy, where he does a Terminator or Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, and he does a lot of trailer guy voices too. Mm. But he does basically a tortilla guy where like Arnold Schwarzenegger is the tortilla guy, and he's like, no, they're attacking my tortilla truck and stuff like that. Yeah. Get down again. And basically, he came to Sweden. This is a fun thing. He, as I understood, had either two to three Scandinavian tours. He, on two of them, he did not come to Sweden, but he went to every other Scandinavian country.
Mm.
So first he came to Scandinavia, did not come to Sweden. The second one, he came to Sweden.
Mm.
I went, but I did not have the time to stay, because I didn't have a hostel or anything, or a hotel. So I had to go back on the last train. So he had like four warm-up comedians, and I only saw him like 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm.
So I would probably change to, I fixed the hostel, so I could see him. So yeah, that is one thing I would change. And I know for a fact that would not affect anything, because nothing happened before or after that that is connected to me as a person today, except I miss some funny jokes. So I would fix that. And I would not go into the future even. I mean, with time travel, you have to be careful. I'm not like, oh, I'm gonna go into the future, get like Back to the Future stuff. Or H.G. Wells. But if I would go to the future, I would set up rules where I can only watch and like go around and tourist, but I cannot like go into a library or stuff like that.
Mm.
But I probably would not do a lot with it, because time travel is a bitch.
You're kind of boring.
No, but I mean, we're time travel people. You know that you should not do a lot. I'm not gonna go back and kill baby Hitler.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
I mean, have you not seen the Love Death Robots episode about killing Hitler? It's a fun one.
But when you like fantasizing, but you shouldn't go back and out of your comfort zone.
Okay, if we're doing fantasies, I want to meet the big JC, you know.
Yeah.
I mean Jay-Z in New York, the rapper, not the Jesus Christ. The big Jay-Z. No, Jesus Christ, of course. I want to see what's his whole deal.
Is he real?
No, he was real.
Yeah, but I mean like.
Oh, if you pull the rabbit out of the hat
and all that.
Turn water into wine. Yeah, that would be fun. So, but I would probably be very frugal with it. I would maybe use the time travel to, you're winning against me in an argument. I'm going to go 10 seconds back and win against you in an argument. I'm going to be petty like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I would think. So you have actually two left for me. So let's go back to back.
What? No.
No.
It was from last one.
Yeah, but you, I have questions for you that are too. Because you know
how I fucked up. Yeah, no,
how math works, and also who starts. So you have number 4 and number 6. Do not take number 6 right now.
4 then, I guess. Why did you even give me the choice?
Because I want to at least give you to it before I take it away. That's the satisfaction I get.
Oh my God.
What hobby would you want to get into if you had time and money was not an issue?
Well,
Don't say the same answer that you always say, because that's boring.
No, but I have two, probably. Good. And that's speedrunning is one.
That's one, that's good.
Yeah, it takes lots of practice time that I don't really have. So, and energy that I don't really have. And the second is like, yes, making stuff like
oh, I'm gonna knit, I'm gonna sew, I'm gonna have a 3D model printer, I know.
Yeah, kind of stuff like that. Do a lot of like props making and stuff like that.
That connects to mine.
I
would say woodworking. I mean, the normal one, of course, is always music, but I'm always saying think outside music. I want to work with my hands too, so I would say woodworking.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of Adam Savage.
Yeah, and
I kind of would like to learn that craft, but
also like electric work, like you know, motherboards and stuff like that, building a computer kind. I've always wanted to have an arcade machine that I build an emulator into, and then in the emulator you can pick different. So it's a you have a different couple of ones that work for the certain machine. Some have certain sticks and buttons. So maybe one or two. And then, you know, you play around and not get electrocuted, because that's something I hate. And then the last question, which we touched upon, but you did not get to answer, so you get a quick one. What fictional place would you most like to go to?
Fictional place?
Yeah, that's what you asked me, basically.
Well, no, but...
It's the similar.
Yeah, but it kind of started because if I want to go to a place, it's kind of like to see the place, not to live in it in the same way.
No, but when I say go to, I don't mean like, oh, I'm a tourist. I mean like just, you know, go to stay there. That means you can live there. You know, open up a house, marry, get a couple of children, a red Volkswagen, I don't know, a Labrador.
Well, I'm thinking of like...
Two and a half kids.
It's not a fictional place, but like the first thing was that I was like, I want to go to space. So I'm searching for a fictional like planet to live on.
Uranus.
Thank you.
Come again to my comedy podcast.
Yeah, comedy TV show. That's all it's going to be, Uranus.
Yeah. The variety hour, that's what they call it. That's what I was thinking about, variety hour.
But it was a half hour episode.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Okay, but...
Variety half hour.
Oh my God. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. That means you have to say now.
Okay, so I'm gonna go for Pandora, not the avatar Pandora, because it's called Pandora also, right? Yeah. But
you don't want unobtainium?
Yeah. No.
And the whole intermingling.
Yeah. The,
which Pandora are you thinking about?
Thinking of the Borderlands Pandora.
Yeah.
Like some Mad Max space stuff.
Star Trek.
Oh, that's true.
Star Trek.
Why didn't I think of Star Trek? Yeah,
no. You like space. I'm like Star Trek. Star Trek. Star Trek. Any planet, course, but a spaceship.
Yeah.
Or Earth. Just go to Earth, like in that time. Oh yes.
I didn't think about Star Trek. I was trying to think about the beautiful space.
You're so bad, man. Yeah. I thought that was bad, but. Okay,
sure.
So that is all of our questions to each other.
Yeah.
But those were only our questions. We read a couple and picked up. But if you have any questions, you can hit us up on our social media, which is The Record Swappers at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and our Gmail is therecordswappers@gmail.com. Just if you have any questions about... anything to us or for us that you want to know about us, podcast or wise, or just recommend music for the future.
Yeah.
Just so you know that before we start going into the end here.
Yeah.
Just good to know.
So yeah, the next episode, we're going to start for real with episode 1.
Yeah.
And It's you who picked the first album, so you have to introduce it.
I took, and I talked about it a little now when we talked about albums that we could listen to for maybe ever, and I talked about a band called Fleet Foxes, and I took the album called Crack Up by Fleet Foxes. So we're gonna, that I recommend to you as my co-host and you as a listener to listen to, and we're gonna talk about that and see what we get into. Hopefully it's good, hopefully it's fun. So yeah, is there anything else we should talk about before going into the goodbye sequence, the last sequence?
It's just like we like for you to join the discussion and talk about the music that we listen to, and like we want to hear your opinions as much as we want to hear each other's
opinions. Yes, because my opinion is the most important one. No, I'm just joking. And also, it would be very beneficial for you as a listener to listen to said music that we're going to talk about, because if you're listening only to this podcast, it's going to be weird when we're talking about, because a little quick format we're going to try is like, we're going to talk about the band just in general information, where they're from, boring Wikipedia kind of act fact. Then we go into what we think about the record a little, and then we dive into the songs with the music and the lyrics, and just take on overview of the album, because that's what we're going to do. We're maybe going to change it up now and again, do some things in the middle of the podcast or change around. We're going to experiment, but that's how we're going to do it. So you should really listen to it if you want to understand. And that's very good, because that's what the podcast is about. Even though it may be old music, like I said, it's always maybe new music to you as a listener and for us as podcast hosts and as people. So it's very good. So yeah, hopefully you'll hit us up on all our social media and you'll listen to us everywhere you can find us, which is, well, hopefully you are doing so now, but just Google the Record Swappers podcast and you'll probably find us. And we'll put it up on all our social media where to find it. So yeah, hopefully you'll come back next time and we'll love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So thank you and goodbye.
Bye-bye.